Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The message of Bruno Le Maire from the agricultural fair today is a message of support. We must help the French face the inflation. The Minister of the Economy said he was in favor of a support system that would protect everyone, avoiding overly targeted measures if possible. Announcements on the subject are expected by March 15th. They want to keep the pressure on the government. On the sidelines of the day of action against the pension reform planned on March 7th, unions are already promising new mobilizations. Negotiations are underway. The date of Saturday, March 11th, is being discussed, as well as that of Tuesday, March 14th, the day the text will leave in joint committee after the end of the examination in the Senate, which began this afternoon. The bus accident that killed 43 people in 2015 in Gironde will be investigated. The tragedy of Puy-Seguin will have a legal follow-up. The Bordeaux Court of Appeal will reopen the investigation after dismissal of the case in October of 2021. The prosecution and the victim's lawyers had appealed. Three judges have just been appointed to take over the investigation. A symbolic date for a national tribute. Emmanuel Macron chose March 8th, International Women's Rights Day, to go to the Paris courthouse to honor the memory of Gisèle Halimi, lawyer and ex-MP who devoted her life to the cause of women. After passing away 2 years ago, her name is regularly mentioned among those who may enter the Panthéon. And the Minister of Sports, Amélie Oudéa-Castéa, announced in a column in the newspaper Le Monde that a national committee will soon be set up. The objective of this committee will be to help French sports recover after the many controversies that have affected several federations, such as those of soccer or rugby. The role of this new body will be primarily advisory. The committee will have to send proposals to the minister by the fall with as line of vision the Paris 2024 Olympics. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.